Hey, good morning. This is Jeff.
Hey Jeff, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. How's everybody?
Great, great. You had a pretty fairly quick turnaround in Houston, if I recall, and your team looks pretty good so far. Of all the things you saw in St. Louis that you needed to improve, is there any particular facet that has met expectations?
Well, I mean, we still have, I mean, we're only 2 games into this, and we have a lot of work to do yet. We came in the building stressing improvement, and we've seen a little bit. It's just hard to measure right now. We're dealing with some injuries, but overall, it's a fun group. They love to come to work, and they love to practice, and there's a great deal of emotion and enthusiasm about them. So it's when you got a group like that, it makes it a little easier.
What, if any, single thing did you learn or perspectives gained? What did a year away from the game do for you?
Well, I just needed a break. I want to take a break, and I want to do some things that I hadn't done over the years. And when I left, I had intention of getting back, so I didn't pay much attention to the game until late, till probably early December, with the exception of I made numerous trips to New York just to kind of assist and observe the officiating department at the request of the commissioner. But other than that, I got away and enjoyed myself.
What sort of things did you do? How big a fish? What biggest fish you caught?
Well, I did a lot of that. My youngest son's playing at Auburn. He was a redshirt freshman, so I went to most of the Auburn games, and I attended a couple of Detroit Lions games. My other son was coaching for Coach Schwartz, and then I did some charity stuff. I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with the Wounded Warrior Project, and that took some time, and it was extremely enjoyable. So just a lot of different things.
Jeff, everybody else in the NFL has weighed in on Jay Cutler for the offer last week. What were your impressions of his performance last week? I'm sure you saw it, and just what did you think about the whole situation that has ensued, and what kind of issues that causes for a football team?
Well, Jay, first off, I watched Jay in college. We spent a lot of time with Jay prior to the draft. I've gotten to know Jay over the years. Jay was close with Mike Heimerdinger, and so I know Jay. I think Chicago is lucky to have Jay. Jay is a very, very talented quarterback, and the Green Bay Packers have a very, very talented defense. So, I mean, that happens sometimes at the position. That's not the first quarterback that the Packers have given a hard day to. So, I don't think anybody needs to worry about anything. It's very early in the season, and you can be bounced back from these kinds of things very easily.
Like you said, you have a fairly intimate knowledge of Cutler from college, with the Senior Bowl being in Nashville. What was your evaluation of him as a from his personality standpoint as far as it pertains to success in the NFL?
Well, he's very, very competitive. He's smart, and he hates losing. And gosh, I mean, he's just a really talented player. And I'm always pulling for him. I'm probably not going to pull for him this weekend, but always pulling for Jay. I think Jay's very talented, and the league needs Jay Cutler. He's a good football player.
The issue after last week is it always comes up is that his personality gets in the way of all that talent. When you saw him and scouted him and stuff like that, did that ever come up as an issue?
No, and who's saying this? A guy has an opportunity, as a quarterback in a huddle or a quarterback on a sideline, to voice his opinion. He's not the first quarterback to do that. Any quarterback that's got a chance to lead a football team win games has to take that position. So I think you guys ought to, whoever's generating this stuff, ought to back off, just let him play.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your team and what are we going to see this Sunday in Soldier Field?
I mean, in general, or?
Yeah, in general.
You want me to give you your game plan, or?
Well, I don't know. The Bears might like that, but I'm sure you don't want to divulge that. Just in general.
Well, we're gonna prepare all week and try to win the game, and because that's what we do. We've got a young team, and I got to work through sort out some injury things here during the week, but. You know, it's a tough place to play. We've already told them that this morning, and it's going to be loud, and we're going to have to stay focused. And, you know, the Bears are a very talented team. Defense is, you know, very disruptive up front. They play very, very good special teams. They've got probably an all-time leading returner in the history of this game. And so we got a handful. We got a lot of challenges, and we're going to have to play near perfect in all three phases.
Jeff, what's the source of Sam Bradford's improvement? I know it's just two games, but he looks like a better quarterback this year. Why is it?
Well, Sam had a great, got off to a really good start his rookie year, and then you know everybody had issues last year, and this organization had difficulty. There was a coordinator change and a lockout, and then injuries, and but we've deleted that stuff. Sam's has a good feel at this point for what we're doing offensively. He and Coach Schottheimer and Coach Ignetti have spent a lot of time together, and you know they're all on the same page. And you know, Sam's a talented quarterback. We feel like he's got a really, really good future ahead of him.
Yeah, how difficult then was the decision, or you know, any deliberation, or how close were you? You know, you have Sam in place, but you're going to have an option to take Robert Griffin. How difficult a decision did that end up being?
Well, it wasn't difficult. There was at no time did we consider that. I was very fortunate to be offered this job, and there's two reasons that I took this job. One was to work for Mr. Kroenke, and second was because of the quarterback in place. And so we had no intention of doing anything. I mean, it's unusual when you can go into a new opportunity with the quarterback in place, and that was a special thing for me. And I'm looking forward to a long relationship with Sam. He's very talented and very competitive. And he and Jay have some things in common that you guys don't see. And Sam's going to be a good one.
Jeff, what's your opinion of the so-called victory formation? Is there an unwritten rule about that? What is the protocol in those situations at the end of a game?
Well, I mean, this came out of nowhere. There's really no rule that states that you can't do what Tampa Bay elected to do. I would not ask my defense to do that, nor would I think any other coach in the league would ask his defense to do that. I think we realize, the game was fought hard. We're inside of 2 minutes now. They can't stop the clock. The game's over. But again, that's Coach Yano's choice, and if he chooses to do so, then the opposing team needs to be prepared for it. How you prepare for that, I don't know.
Just sort of quickly, you've been in this business a long time, as hard as it seems to believe. You know, what kind of changes have you noticed over the coaching profession, how you are able to do your job or what you have at your disposal from early on to present day?
Well, the game has changed. I mean, there's trends. You're seeing things change, every couple years. The bottom line, I think, is some things stayed the same. You have to run the football, play good defense, and get off the field on third down, play good special teams to have a chance to win a division. And so those type of things never change.
What about in terms of technology? Does it make the job easier or harder?
Well, we have much more information available, but still, I think you have to be careful with, the overkill with the information. But, I never would have thought that our game plans and our playbooks and all that stuff would be non-existent from a paper standpoint. It's all paperless now. You wouldn't have anticipated that. But I also think the league has done a real good job from a standpoint of maintaining the integrity of our game by, policing the potential, abuses of the technology that's available.
Jeff, sorry to keep you, but I did want to ask, what was the highlight of your playing career with the Bears?
The highlight of my career was to be on that sideline and watch Walter Payton carry the football and be a teammate of Walter Payton. That was the highlight.
Any particular memory of Payton or any run or play or anything like that or any pass of his game that
Oh, well, it's just to be able to be a teammate of his. I mean, and all those things that were included over those 5 years was a lasting memory, and one that's hard to describe. And I get excited when young running backs or players want to know about him.
Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, have a good week. Thank you.
You too.